with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Court documents shed more light on the murder of a young Georgia nursing student allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela.
Authorities have said Lakin Riley died of blunt force trauma. She was found dead February 22nd after a roommate reported she didn't return from a morning run. Newly filed arrest affidavits say suspect Jose Ibarra is accused of using an object as a weapon and, quote, disfiguring her skull and dragging the 22-year-old's body to a secluded area. Riley was a student at the University of Georgia in Athens before she went to Augusta University to study nursing. Hundreds gathered in Athens on Monday afternoon for a vigil organized by Riley's sorority sisters from Alpha Chi Omega.
She showed incredible wisdom throughout her friendships.
Chapter President Chloe Mullis.
Her wisdom flowed throughout all aspects of her life as she had an eye for those who were secretly struggling.
I'm Jennifer King.
NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg says the military alliance does not have plans to send combat troops to Ukraine. The NATO chief spoke after French President Macron refused to rule out the deployment of Western troops in Ukraine. The issue debated at a gathering of European leaders in Paris as Russia's invasion enters its third year. A Moscow court has sentenced a veteran human rights activist to 2 years, 6 months in prison for speaking out against the war in Ukraine, convicted of repeatedly discrediting the Russian army. Also at SRNNews.com, they're casting ballots today in Michigan, the presidential primary there. The Republican side, former President Trump faces a challenge from Nikki Haley. Mr. Trump holds a big lead over the former South Carolina governor in the polls. He trounced Haley in the primary in her home state. Former President Trump and President Biden will visit the southern border on Thursday. Mr. Trump travels to Eagle Pass, Texas. Mr. Biden stops in Brownsville, Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow down 136. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Kentucky are considering a religious freedom bill.
The measure would expand on existing legislation, which lacks detail. Republican State Representative Steve Rawlings, the bill's lead sponsor, says, quote, "The brevity of our current statute and the lack of definitions can give courts the excuse to undermine the religious freedom of residents." A growing number of Kentucky cities have passed LGBT non-discrimination ordinances, and religious freedom advocates say people of faith need protections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's bond with Americans' conservative Christians is stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they, too, are among his most solidly loyal base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, says the one thing I hear all the time from people is that they really feel like Donald Trump understands them, and that's the biggest connection that people make. This is SRN News. A health scare aboard a cruise ship off the coast of southern Africa.
A U.S.-owned luxury cruise ship with more than 3,000 passengers and crew has been allowed to dock in the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius. It was quarantined offshore for a day over fears of a possible cholera outbreak on board. The Mauritius government cleared the Norwegian Dawn, which is owned and run by the Miami-based Norwegian Cruise Lines, to dock at the harbor in the capital, Port Louis. Health officials found no traces of cholera in tests conducted on the ship's water. Authorities blocked the ship from docking Sunday because 15 people on board were ill with vomiting and diarrhea. The government said the passengers had mild cases of the viral infection gastroenteritis. I'm Norman Hall.
No reports of significant damage or injuries from an earthquake north of Boise, Idaho. The 4.9 magnitude quake struck yesterday morning, followed by two smaller earthquakes. More details at SRNNews.com.